Analog Recording Studio is a creative space for our local music enthusiasts and musicians to create music. They recently opened their doors, and here to tell us about it are Luisa Navarro, Barry Anderson, and Ray Mendoza. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for inviting us. We're really excited to be here.
So last time we talked, Beanalog was kind of this gathering of people interested in music who wanted to play with gears and synths and all that kind of stuff. And now you've evolved into a recording studio. Tell us the progression of that. And are you guys still getting together to just continue to fiddle with toys?
We do get together, but it's more of a limited basis right now. The last time that we talked to you, we were going out and having our jam sessions. And then we finally decided that we wanted our own location. And we opened up, and it was great. And like 2 days later, we had to close. And that was it. And we were like, oh man, that's...
Was that because of the pandemic or...
Yes.
Right. Well, can we talk about that? I mean, obviously it had that impact where you had your location and then you had to close. But then at the same time, somewhere in the midst of it, you guys opened a recording studio, which is kind of cool.
We started doing this in February, and now we're just keeping it a little bit more close together, you know, private sessions and private classes and stuff.
Well, initially, I know that we wanted to have our own place to hold the Beanalog jams. And that was, I guess, sort of what got us to find this place and started thinking and realized, well, it doesn't need to be just that. Why don't we open it as a recording studio so that people who want to maybe do a little more than just their laptop at home will have a place to go and hang out that's kind of a friendly area where they have access to more than what they might have at home.
You guys are obviously very much techie involved and are kind of willing to know all the tools that it takes, but how long have you been actually like sound engineering and recording and that side of the house?
I've been doing this for a long time. I've been doing actual engineering for about, I guess, about 16, 17 years, but I started learning piano when I was a kid. So I've been into music, and especially electronic music, for well over 25 years.
So a studio was probably the next natural step, or was that something that you always wanted to do?
Yeah, it was. I mean, I've always dreamed of having a studio, a creative space where, you know, I could challenge myself and get stuck doing trying out new things constantly. And it's very easy to get comfortable, but man, there's always a new machine running around, and it's a challenge.
The cool thing about us having the studio is that we have the ability to move around the equipment as much as we can. We have endless possibilities inside the studio. We have the analog equipment, we have the software. Anybody that comes in here, they can do pretty much whatever you can think of, as long as it's sound related. Of course, you know, we're here to just open our minds and open our souls to different things. And we're pretty excited because we weren't expecting it as soon as this, you know, as we have it right now.
Sure.
Just in the middle of this chaos, you know. But it's been a safe space for everybody. So whoever comes over here, you know, like we take them measures to, you know, the safe social distance and stuff. Well, of course, we don't because we hang out a lot.
You guys are part of your quarantine.
Yeah. We're part of our quarantine. But with everybody else, you know, we respect their social distancing, whatever they feel comfortable with. And of course, we're here to create more music, keep us distracted, get stuff done. Because like Ray said, sometimes when we're home, we're kind of procrastinate. You know,
sure.
We're like, yeah, I'm going to finish this project later. And we never do. Or, you know, it's too noisy or whatever. But here, you come in here, you take your space. It's more personal, more intimate for the artist or for myself.
No, but you bring up a good point. It seems like during this time, especially for artists, it's like almost like this weird, odd gift to have the time to create.
Yes.
And it sounds like you guys are doing that and you're helping other people do that. What's that like?
It feels great because we're watching everybody's work progress and just the way they work. And everybody works in different ways. And I'm Well, I'm constantly learning from everybody. So it just feels good. You know, it feels good to be able to learn from everybody and to see how they flow. You know, it just feels really rewarding. It's kind of like a mixed feeling because, yes, I do want people to come out and feel safe and whatever. But at the same time, not everybody wants to create right now. So it's a little weird. I do want to keep it as positive as possible.
Do you guys have anything else to offer in regards to creating during the pandemic?
We still haven't been able to do our jam sessions, and we're not really sure how to go about that, at least in this space. You know, that's kind of like a loss for like the people that we've been picking up, you know, as we were doing our things. So we've had to transition more into one-on-one recording sessions and stuff like that. And we hope to, in the near future, maybe get to that, but it's not the right time for that.
We have been trying to do little jam sessions that we record and release on Facebook to keep that flavor moving so that maybe people won't forget that we're here and what it's all about. So, you know, in the midst of all of this, we want to at least keep that up.
Yeah, because it seems like people are looking for that connection. You guys obviously know the value in kind of saying, well, we can't be in a jam session together, but here's this other way to collaborate. And I know that folks have tried to do it on Zoom, but it's hard with the time lapses and people's internets and all of that. But I'm sure somewhere along the way, somebody's going to figure out how to make it happen.
Yeah. Right now, some of the services that we're providing on the studio, well, the recording, of course, music production, you know, if anybody needs help producing their music, there's a lot of new artists coming up right now. You know, everybody wants to release their projects. So if they need a fresh pair of ears, you know, we're here just to send us a message.
Everybody has something to say
right
now. That's true.
Mixing and mastering, you know, and we're still doing a couple of online workshops. So if they keep up with our Facebook page, you know, they can see that we're still offering some stuff here and there. We do private lessons. You know, if anybody needs a private lesson, just shoot us a message, and then consultations. Whatever we can help out, you know, any ideas anybody has, you know, like just send it our way, and then we'll work something out.
If I'm an artist looking to record, how does that process work when I reach out to you guys?
We're open Monday through Saturday, 12 to 5, and it's basically kind of like a open house during those hours, open house / office hours. Just come on by. And you want to check out the studio, we'll drop everything for you and show you how it all works. Yeah. And you can.
But times can be booked outside of those hours.
Yeah, yeah.
For anyone who wants to, who needs to work maybe later in the day or early in the morning.
Right, because part of being an artist is generally you have a job and then you figure out when to do your art at the odd hours, which I'm sure is something you guys are very familiar with.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the family and stuff.
Yeah, we had a recording session last night and it went pretty late, and here I am.
You're like, back at it. Okay, here we go. That's kind of the studio life, though. I mean, I know for some reason a lot of artists are nocturnal, and that means you guys have to be there as well, right?
Yeah. And, you know, and also because of work-related stuff, you know, a lot of people can't do it during the day, but on the night, you know, we are able to open the studio for them and for them to come and check it out. I guess another thing that I wanted to say was that like no matter how small the project is or how big it is, you know, we want to encourage people to come to us. And, you know, sometimes people don't know where to start. And, you know, I was one of those people that, you know, like I didn't know how to start. I didn't have the help. When I asked questions, you know, I was limited to those questions, you know. So we just want people to feel encouraged to talk to us and bring their projects to us and we'll see what happens, you know.
And it sounds like you're talking about like everything. Like if you want to learn production, give me a call. If you want to help with production, give you a call. If you want help with recording or if you want to learn, which I think is really cool of you guys to do. Does that come from what you were saying, like your personal experience in learning how to do this?
Yeah, personal experience for me, you know, like I really want to push it to be a thing, you know. If people need help, why not ask? Why be afraid of asking, you know? Mm-hmm. Then there's no stupid questions, you know. Sometimes you do need to follow some rules or follow certain procedures, but besides that, I mean, there's no wrong way. We just have to figure out how to start.
What about the talent? I mean, you guys, just by nature of what you do, you come across a lot of folks that maybe, you know, we don't know yet, but what are you seeing out there as far as the talent in our community?
Man, El Paso is full of talent. We have a voice and we need to get heard. We need people to hear us. And I guess I'm not talking about my personal experience. I'm really happy that I was able to meet all these talented people, because if not, I wouldn't be able to grow. I wouldn't be here. This is possible because of everybody.
I feel like a lot of the artists here have a feeling like they're living on an island by themselves sometimes.
Yeah.
And when they get here, like, it's like Pangea, like it's coming. They all, like, all these little islands come together, and it's exciting because, like, everyone has their own perspective on, like, you could have one machine and you know it like the back of your hand, and someone else comes in, same machine, and they operate it totally differently, and it just opens up all these new ideas, and it's exciting every single time.
It's like Ray said, you know, you think you know something really well, and then someone comes in and shows you something that you never thought of. And that's one of the beauties of a community like this. I have lots of experience, for example, in synthesizers. That's what I like. And I'll bring my stuff in, and I like to share with everybody. I like to share what I know. I like to share what I have. And someone will come in, even people who've never even seen the thing before, and I tell them, please play with it. Just, I'll show them a little bit, and I'll say, okay, now have at it. And after a few minutes, they're doing things that I never would have thought of. So in that way, I get to learn from everybody as well, even from those who thought they didn't know anything about it.
That's funny, though, because, I mean, you have the same tool, but then the point of view is kind of the thing that shifts between us, right?
You know what? Sometimes somebody can be working on something, and then this person arrives, and they're like, hold on, let me add this to this. And it just makes a whole different song, and it sounds so good. It sounds tighter. It's just amazing. It's a really rewarding experience.
Well, and then along those lines, if you want to look into music producing or recording, just reach out to Beanalog. You guys are super accessible via social media, or do you have a website as well, or is social really the way?
We're working on it, but we have our Facebook. So if people want to look for us on our Facebook, it's Beanalog Studio. We have our Instagram, also Beanalog Studio, and our email is beanalogep@gmail.com.
Well, a lot of times it's better if someone just comes during the office hours, because office hours are really there for people to just come pop in and take a look around.
Yeah.
That's really the main reason for that.
So there it is. Office hours, social media.
Beanalog phone number, 915-222-8360.
There you have it. Today, my guests have been Luisa Navarro, Barry Anderson, and Ray Mendoza of Beanalog Recording Studio. They are open from 12 to 5 normally, and you can check them out during their office hours. Or again, you can check them out via social media or give them a call. Luisa, what's the number again?
915-222-8360.
There you have it. Thank you for coming to State of the Arts.
Thank you. Appreciate it.